Kukulibambo joins us next. She's done absolutely well. I'm not going to ask her results, but you've done well, and that matters at the end of the day. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How are you feeling?
I feel happy.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Take us through your preparation process and how that was for you.
My preparation process, what I did is that I used to do study schedules. Mm-hmm. I used to plan as to what I'm going to study during the week. Mm-hmm. I used to go to school Monday to Sunday.
Crazy.
I used to attend extra lessons. And I asked for help whenever I needed help. I asked for help from my teachers, my mentors, and also my classmates.
I love that you mentioned help, right?
Yes.
Because a lot of people are afraid to ask for help. But what was it for you that made you want to ask for help when you were finding something difficult?
I realized that you cannot do something alone. No man is an island.
Yes, true.
So you need to ask for help when you feel like you're struggling, because if you don't ask for help, how will people know that you are struggling?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. That's true. And you went national as one of the top performers in the country. How does that feel?
It feels surreal. It is something that I never imagined possible.
Yeah.
But now that I got it, it feels like, you know what, after all, it is possible, and I'm very happy about it.
Mm-hmm. Let's paint the picture for the class of 2025, right? You've done absolutely well. How does it feel? Now, you're talking to a student who's going to grade 12. How does it feel to know that this is because of you? Because you worked hard, you've managed to yield great results. Because if you don't work hard, there's no way you're going to yield great results. So what do we say to the class of 2025?
So the class of 2025, I want to say that believe in yourself, have faith, pray, mm-hmm. pray a lot, or whatever you believe in, do that, because it's going to help you to overcome the challenges. The year has its own difficulties, and there's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'll tell you that there's a lot of pressure, and there's a lot of attention that you're going to get from the teachers. But in order for you to handle that, you need to balance your things. You need to balance your spiritual life, because I believe that is going to help you. Seek help whenever you need to.
Yeah.
That's going to help also. Yes.
Cuckoo, thank you so much. Where are you planning on going for school?
I want to study medicine at UCT.
Oh, lovely. Well, I wish you all the very best in the next couple of years.
Thank you. I'm sure
we're going to be hearing about Dr. Cuckoo. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you very much.
That's Rise FM. Yeah.